Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Corey Myers. More than 200,000 customers without power in Florida as Hurricane Idalia slammed into the state. Just after 9 a.m. Eastern, PowerOutage.us reported there were a little over 232,000 homes and businesses suffering power outages. In a press conference this morning, Governor DeSantis said 5,500 National Guardsmen have been activated and 30,000 linemen are ready to address power outages. DeSantis said they anticipate a lot of downed trees and power lines and urged wherever you are, hunker down and do not take anything for granted. The storm, along with the full moon, really creating a storm surge in some places, maybe even 10 feet high. Tampa Mayor Jane Castor says storm surges will continue there.
Things aren't going to get better here in Tampa until about 4 or 5 o'clock this afternoon.
Some people did not evacuate, but Rob Heron, the public information officer for Hillsborough County, says they're ready for that.
We have doubled down our normal crew during a shift, so we have several hundred firefighters that are ready to respond from the stations.
Red Cross spokesman Jonathan McNamara saying the Red Cross has been on the ground preparing for Idalia's arrival. The Biden administration announcing yesterday that it's sending Ukraine $250 million in military aid to help the country's forces fight to drive out Russian troops that invaded a year and a half ago. The package includes equipment to clear Russian minefields that have stalled Ukraine's counteroffensive. The South Carolina Supreme Court says it will not reconsider a recent decision upholding the state's fetal heartbeat law. This is USA News.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The National Zoo is set to reopen today after having to be evacuated on Tuesday following a reported bomb threat. Police say the zoo was cleared as a precautionary measure yesterday morning. Nothing of a hazardous nature was found. Stargazers may get to see a rare full super blue moon tonight, the second of two August supermoons. This one will be the closest full moon to the Earth's surface at just over 222,000 miles away, according to Earth Sky. The moon should rise just before 8 p.m. Eastern, with the blue moon at its brightest around 9:30. David Bloom, who was once given the nickname the Wall Street Whiz Kid, is accused of scamming people in Los Angeles County. L.A. County District Attorney George Gascon says Bloom is a career criminal.
He's been preying on victims, vulnerable people, all of his life, and he came to L.A. to do the same thing here.
The 59-year-old was charged on Tuesday with 9 felony counts of securities fraud and 9 counts of grand theft. Prosecutors say Bloom scammed 9 L.A. County residents out of almost $250,000 total. He allegedly promised to make people rich by selling them stocks he didn't actually own. Bloom was previously convicted of fraud and served prison time after committing similar crimes in New York in the 80s and 90s. I'm Corey Myers, USA News.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it, and you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
It's what we do as we continue to discover the truth, no matter where it leads. That is our passion, our commitment to you. Admittedly, there are some platforms that are afraid of the truth, and we have been canceled from time to time. But we forge forward thanks to you. And I appreciate your support in all this. It's just about 6 minutes after the top of the hour. My good friend Bruce Thatcher is back with us, the founder of History Speaks Today. He's the author of History Speaks Today's first 5 full-length books. He graduated from Iowa State College, University of Chicago. He worked in marketing and management with national companies, then founded and led a telecommunications consulting firm for some 30 years. While living in the Chicago area, he became involved in politics, was elected to a local school board, serving a term as its president. Later, he served on the National Board of Directors of Literacy Volunteers of America, taught university classes as an adjunct professor. He's now retired, and we're grateful that he makes some time to come on the show. I share some of his curriculum vitae with you to realize that this is a man who has been in the arena. He's been in the fight, and his experience is genuine. It is precious. It's of value. And so I would say take note, because his passion for history and his experience are great lessons for us to learn while he's still around, because we'll want to pass them on to the next generation. Bruce Thatcher, my good friend, good to have you with us. How are you, sir?
I'm just fine on this 30th or 40th day of triple-digit temperatures down here. but that's part of living in this wonderful country, is that sometimes it's hot.
Yes, exactly, especially there in Texas. And I know sometimes people wonder, go, oh, my God, did the rapture come and I ended up in the wrong floor? What happened here? You know. So. But that's all is well. Thank God we're still alive and we're able to talk here. You know. And by the way, congratulations on your new book, Too Big, How to Tell and How to Get More Accountability. Now, in reviewing this book, Bruce, there is a model that has, you know, from time in memoriam, that seems to be consistent with this idea of too big. There's always this prevailing force of people wanting more control, more power, and of course, along with that, you get corruption, right?
Well, you know, and you, I think you made the valid point. It is a natural, historically reoccurring thing, as people get involved in organizations, a hierarchy develops, somebody is at the top of that. As the organization gets more powerful, the individual gets more powerful, and as they do, they often begin to use their power in inappropriate ways, at least from the point of view of most of us. And what happens in this country, at least I think probably all over the world, is that these people at the top of organizations are generally shielded from responsibility or accountability for their actions.
Exactly.
They can always put it off on somebody else or just ignore it.
Well, they hate accountability. Nobody wants the light shining on their stuff, and especially when you're the leader, because you feel like somehow if I admit to anything wrong, it compromises my leadership and I become less than, which, you know, time and again, I mean, you cite several people in your book, Too Big Here, but there are many other people who decided to lead differently and to lead with accountability, and they are the ones that are exceptional, and they are the ones whose pattern in leadership that we need to study, right?
We do. And these people are the ones who are working harder at it. It is hard. It's hard to resist that lure of invincibility that attaches to powerful positions. But there are probably more leaders of organizations who are accountable because they choose to be accountable than who are not. But the ones who make the news, the ones who seem to affect us more often, and who draw our ire because they're getting away with things we think they shouldn't get away from.
Exactly.
Those are the ones we hear about. That's the ones that addressed in my book, Too Big.
Yeah, and we're going to talk about those that are too big, and I just want to give one more minute to those who are responsible, who are effective leaders, who go about their business, you know, taking care of their business, taking care of their people, being honorable, standing up for mistakes when they make them, and this is the thing. The thing is so dangerous right now, as we know, particularly when we're dealing with the political process and that which is advertised or promoted so much, you being a communications expert and all the experience that you've had, is it taints the pool. People begin to think, oh my gosh, everybody's doing it, so maybe it's not so bad, maybe it's acceptable, especially when it is the president who is dodging accountability and officials in key areas. I mean, more so than any, they should be the ones that are above reproach because they are the examples to the current and next generation, are they not?
Amen. They are. And sometimes the examples are good, and sometimes it seems to some of us, at any rate, most of the time anymore, they're not so good.
Mm-hmm. Well, interesting, the five that you picked, these five high-profile historical and current examples of where accountability was and is flawed or missing. That was interesting. You went to the East India Company and cited Robert Clive. Tell us about Robert, if you would, please.
Robert Clive rose from very ordinary circumstances, joined the East India Company as a very young man. Mm-hmm. And was literally sent to represent the company in India. And the East India Company was just getting active in India at that time, and and he worked his way up through enterprise, and he was good at what he did, so that he eventually became East India Company's chief officer in India. Mm-hmm. He was not a company.
Now explain to our audience the East India Company, what they did and why they became so powerful.
The East India Company was a commercial enterprise, purely a commercial enterprise. And the British government gave them a charter that allowed them exclusive trading rights virtually all over the world as far as British firms were concerned. And it also gave them the right to raise armies and to interfere and control in anywhere they went. They established a commercial foothold in India, which at the time was not a very sophisticated country commercially, and they began increasing their power. Now, they weren't the only ones. Obviously, the Dutch and the French and others were there also, so they were fighting the European wars on the Indian continent as well. And Robert Clive became in charge of that. He was not. You have to understand what was happening. Then you have to realize that in order to get word back and forth from London to India in those days, it took about a year for the sailing ship to go back.
Wow. Well, a lot of stuff could be accomplished in that year.
So,
I mean, you talk about snail mail, right? You
right.
have no idea.
That's right.
There it is.
And that idea of poor communications or long communications still exists today, although...
Exactly. Got to go to break. More from Bruce after this.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It was your best vacation ever. You on a beach having a great time. Then some stranger walked up and said, "Hey, how'd you like to come here for the rest of your life?" And then he went on and on about how much money you could save. You listened, saw his presentation, ended up signing a contract. And now, 5 years later, you have a timeshare you never use. But you're still paying for it. That's the contract.
Ugh.
But what if we could show you a legal way to end the contract and get out of your timeshare nightmare? It's called Timeshare Exit Defense. Our lawyers will work with the gigantic timeshare company lawyers and get you out of your agreement. No more maintenance fees, no more payments. Call now. Get your free ebook to learn how to exit your timeshare.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Do you use pesticides in your job? Specifically Roundup. Roundup, made by Monsanto, contains a chemical called glyphosate, which has been linked to cancer. If you've used Roundup and you have cancer, you may be entitled to a cash award. Over $10 billion has been set aside to pay users of Roundup who've been diagnosed with cancer. Time is almost running out to file your claim. So if you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've used Roundup, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And time to file is almost gone, so please call right now.
800-890-7088. 800-890-7088. 800-890-7088. That's 800-890-7088.
Back with you, fresh and independent, just the way you'd like to hear from us, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. And, of course, again, I appreciate the team that works with us to keep us independent and fresh as well. You know, Brad at Mission Control there in Minnesota, he's got us all under control. You know, he takes care of us, and then and on the side, he's out there cutting a hole in the ice, doing that fishing thing that they do. Yeah. I still don't know what they call that hole in the ice. Yeah, not today, exactly. It's like some big whales liable to come and grab him, take him away. Don't you dare do that. I need him here. But, again, my congratulations to GCN, you know, for their independence and allowing us, as I was just sharing with Bruce, these social media platforms have become so political that our speech is being throttled back. We're being, you know, in some cases defunded. All kinds of shenanigans going on. But, you know, again, grateful to GCN that they allow us to remain independent for as long as we can in our pursuit of the truth, no matter where it leads, because this is what's happening. I mean, look what's happening with President Trump, Bruce. I mean, if you're thinking something, they're going to indict you. I mean, this is what it comes down to. I mean, this is absolute silliness, what's happening. It's beyond silliness. This is grave, what's going on. I mean, it puts this constitutional republic in a very precarious situation, doesn't don't you think, as a historian?
I do. I remember back when the big news was that the Nixon had an enemies list. Mm-hmm. What he had is just kindergarten stuff compared to what is everyday things for today.
Oh, yeah. If you're a conservative, you're on Joe Biden's list.
That's right.
Right. I mean, before, like under Barack Obama, if you were with the Tea Party or conservative, you were on the list, and the IRS, you know, had all kinds of fun with you, moving your cheese.
Yep.
So we've got, the 2.0 on steroids of that policy that has continued because we did not lop its head off.
And it will continue for the same reason. It is, as I point out. Some of the recommendations that I make in Too Big are very simple, little things, but they do require legislation, and therefore they're tough to get done. They're tough to get done because you're messing around with this with this deep state. I'll use the term kind of organization where you push the wrong buttons and they're going to come after you. I really believe that.
Well, there's no doubt they've made that quite clear. I mean, and we're realizing the deep state has become the fourth branch of the government, these unelected officials, and how they're tormenting we, the people. And there has to be a concerted, united outrage against this, you know, whether it is a... you know, a convention of the states, whatever that can properly do. Because what I'm concerned about, Bruce, is they're pushing the people. I mean, they're pushing us to a Tiananmen Square moment here in the United States.
I hope you're wrong.
I do too, but look what happened in January 6th.
Yeah?
January 6th was a little bit of example of that, where people are saying, hell no, you can't do this. I mean, regardless of how they want, you know, with the narrative, you've got to break this thing down and look at, why did you get a million people to descend on D.C. on January the 6th after an election that a majority of the people believed that there were shenanigans that took place?
It's things like that that may, and it'll just be a spark. A little spark will start it off.
That's what I'm afraid of. I'm afraid of that. But, you know, what happened is that you can think back, you know, our country and this great American idea started out of an American Revolution. It's part of our DNA, and you know, and there, it may come to that, because we've had people in the past, Bruce, as you know, who have served this country, who have put their hand in the Bible, and guess what? Their vow, their oath of office has not expired. And I'm talking about those in the military who promised to defend against all enemies, foreign and domestic. You know, to defend our Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic. And that vow is still in play.
I think it is for many of them, absolutely.
Yeah.
And as an interesting thing, the valuable thing to remember in all this is that this country was formed through the actions of a small group of people
yes.
Who decided together to do something monumental. It doesn't take millions
and 100% of the people.
No. Yeah,
exactly. When you look at historically, like you say, Bruce, I mean, look what happened in Germany. It was only 10% of the people. You know, they became Nazis and controlled 90%. So time and again, you go back through history, to your point, exactly. It's a few number of people. I mean, look at all the craziness we're dealing with right now, whether we're talking about, you know, sexual transformation and ideation and all the crud that's going on, human trafficking and all that. Small group of people. Small group of people are tormenting the majority of Americans.
And I shake my head at people I know. We're buying into those kinds of things. Mm-hmm. It's just, you know, you say, how can you buy into that? But yeah. But they do. They do.
Yeah, we talk about common sense leaving the building, and but it's more than common sense. It's common sense and courage. I think, they, you know, in order to affect something, it requires courage. And this is what is being called upon, you know, we the people. Is who is going to have the courage to, you know, stand up, you know, against these radicals? I mean, we've seen it time and time again, whether it's in music or movies or other venues where courage takes a stand and will not be woke, will not be shaken by the wokesters. They continue to provide a service that is welcomed. But the thing is that, as you said very appropriately, is we've got to be united. We've got to come. There's got to be some force that unites these disparate ideas that are heading in the right direction, you know, that want a return of common sense and courage. And, you know, I think the moms have been leading the way, especially in the educational process. But unfortunately, we've got the social media, you know, the media, you know, industrial complex is being controlled by the deep state that is, you know, you talk about disinformation. They are controlling the channels of communication, telling people what they should believe. You know, it goes back to what I wrote over a year ago when I asked the audience, who told you to hate Donald Trump? I mean, this virile response of hatred towards Donald Trump. I mean, here's a guy who gave up his salary. Look at all the great things, energy independence, securing the border overseas. We had renewed standing internationally, what he had done with NATO, on and on, one success, jobs, people making more money, happier than ever. And I guess the American people decided having that kind of success and happiness wasn't good enough and that we needed to bring Joe Biden as a replacement in. Doesn't make sense to me, but, you know.
Most people, and I have to include myself among them to a degree, have short attention spans. They do not attend to a given subject very long, mm-hmm. and they lose memory of it, in effect.
Right, exactly.
And we just keep having to repeat it over mm-hmm. and over and learn over and over.
Right.
And it's particularly tough because mm-hmm. the kinds of people, we're talking about the founders, we're talking about people who are independent thinkers, which is what we want, but mm-hmm. independent thinkers don't easily all unify and agree at one time.
Right.
Yeah. There's a
that's
lot
why they're independent.
Yeah, that's right. That's part of the
exactly.
definition.
Exactly. Hey, Bruce, I have to apologize to you because we went down a little bit of a rabbit hole. I apologize.
That's all right.
This is what happens with you and I. See, when you and I haven't talked on a regular basis, we've got to reconnect on these other issues. But obviously, you're going to come back many times and talk about Too Big. About 40 seconds left. I'm going to let you summarize where we are with that and what the people can look forward to the next time we talk and how they can get their hands on the book. They don't even have to wait till the next time. They can get your book now, right?
Indeed, they can. It's available on all anywhere books are sold. It's available, although you may have to ask for it and search for it at this point early in its introduction. And of course, it's available on my website, historyspeakstoday.com, which you can buy direct from, or you can link into in many of the other kinds of book, you know, Amazon and Barnes and Nobles and those kinds of things.
I'll tell you, read this book Too Big. It'll open your eyes to see what's going on. Even, believe it or not, what's happening in Maui, Hawaii. Yeah, believe it or not. Bruce Thatcher, thank you so much for being with us.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
USA News Update. More than 200,000 customers without power in Florida as Hurricane Idalia slammed into the state. Governor DeSantis says they anticipate a lot of downed trees and power lines and tells Florida residents, wherever you are, hunker down and do not take anything for granted. Some people did not evacuate. Rob Herron, the public information officer for Hillsborough County, said they're ready for it.
We have doubled down our normal crew during a shift, so we have several hundred firefighters that are ready to respond from the stations.
The Biden administration announcing yesterday it's sending Ukraine $250 million in military aid to help the country's forces fight to drive out Russian troops. Corey Myers, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Welcome back. 28 minutes before the top of the hour, our next guest from over the waters, Jacqueline Fritchie-Cornaz, joins us. She's a co-producer and actress of Mother Teresa and Me. Going to be talking about the film, which will be released on the 5th of October. It follows the life of Kavita, a young English mother-to-be who journeys to Calcutta to escape her pain after being abandoned by her boyfriend after he finds out she is pregnant. Jacqueline, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Good morning, America. I'm very pleased yes. to meet you.
Well, what a special movie. I mean, what drew you to this movie?
Well, 14 years ago, actually, I was visiting India for the first time in Mumbai. You know, I visited some Bollywood studios as I was interested in this different film culture. I met three children in the middle of the city, and I was so moved because I could just feel and see their lack of perspective. And I immediately knew that I have to do something. But what? I entered the next film studio, and there was a painting on Mother Teresa. And I spontaneously asked this producer, have you ever thought of making a film on Mother Teresa, but not about the saint, but the woman behind the saint who day by day had the courage and the strength to get up and to face this misery and to do something, you know. Mm-hmm. She called it, you know, love in action. And
right.
That's how the whole thing, the whole vision began. And I'm so happy and incredibly grateful that it was possible to make this movie together with the filmmaker Kamal Mustal, with Indian filmmaker, and that we can, you know, really give something to the audiences around the world and to also support poorest children over the revenue.
Mm-hmm. Jacqueline, you brought so much into play in this movie. For those of us that have seen other movies about Mother Teresa and serving the poor of the poor, you brought this all into perspective in terms of, you know, where was India at the time? What had happened? Why was India so ravaged, and why were there so many poor and diseased people, forgotten people there in India? And here is this little woman had, you know, in her level of spirituality and understanding, was on a mission from God, that she had heard from the voice of God directing her to serve the poor of the poor. Remind our audience, if you would, Jacqueline, because you point this out quite clearly in the movie, you know, what happened? I mean, we're at the end of World War II, and you've got a lot of shifting happening internationally. And India was greatly impacted, and it is kind of painful to watch this, to think of, you know, that India after World War II just seemed to, you know, maybe fall victim because of neglect or something. I don't know. Is that fair to say?
Yes, of course. On one hand, you know, there was this war in Calcutta. A lot of people died. A lot of people really lost their homes. They had to leave their homes. And of course, Mother Teresa still pointed out afterwards also that we also today have a lot of forgotten people. Mm-hmm. It's maybe not the poverty in a financial you know, way, but we have a lot of people who are lonely today, who would so much need this love in action. Mm-hmm. And for me, it was so wonderful through my work, through you know, expressing Mother Teresa's feelings and this suffering also, but still this persistence and her tremendous love, it was possible, hopefully, to inspire people around the world to care about people in our surroundings, to really live with more compassion, with respect and tolerance. Mm-hmm. And if we are able to kind of, you know, transmit this message and also inspire people of all generations to live with their visions and to make their dreams come true, even in times of troubles and doubts, even in times where we feel abandoned from other people or from God, we can still continue and stay in this energy. And I think our world just desperately needs more of these spices, I would say.
I'm quite fascinated to see that no matter where you are and no matter what condition you happen to be in, it's this God imprint, our conscience, that is upon all of us, regardless of, you know, what you point out in the movie. You know, the people there in India and Calcutta, all the different practices of different religions, but in their heart of heart, there was this, you sense this compass of fairness. And we're like in the middle of this a vortex, so to speak, of you know, this stratified culture, this culture that has been so bifurcated and sectionalized, and you get the, you know, the less thans that are pronounced, like the deletes and others that what you saw is the complete strata of all this. And here it takes somebody from outside of their community to lead the way and demonstrate the love of Christ and the love of God to these forgotten men and women who, you know, even to the point where she sets up a facility to where people could die with dignity, right?
Exactly, exactly. And she said, you know, all people are welcome. I don't, you know, you pray for your God, I pray for my God,
exactly.
And together they will do a good thing. And actually, Deepali, the nanny of Kavita, and Kavita's contemporary story, which is very fascinating and very much in, you know, intertwined into the story of Mother Teresa, Deepali says a very, very important message. Hindus, Christians, Muslims, we all need the same thing. That's love.
Yes.
And I think that love is the energy which unites us all over the world, independent of any religion, independent of any culture, political statement, whatever. And if we can, again, live more in this love in action, as Mother Teresa called it, we can do so much in our world, which is full of crisis, conflicts, and wars.
Mm-hmm. Well, Jacqueline, explain to our audience in this minute and a half that we have left in this segment, then we'll have you back because we're going to talk more about Mother Teresa's dark night of her soul. But how you intertwined Kavita, this was interesting, how you brought the two stories together.
Yes. Kamal Musdal is really very, very talented, and he created a very compelling script with these two stories. And through the story of Kavita, through her eyes, actually, people can, you know, think about their own values. They can really identify with the life of Mother Teresa, and they can kind of go through those two stories, which are very, very inspiring and touching. I think it's really wonderful, and I invite all the people in America to really watch the movie, and I'm so happy to come over on September 5th. You know, we will have...
Oh, you are? Okay, good. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Well,
New York.
So there's going to be, well, because I have down that it's going to be, it's a Phantom event that is going to be released nationwide on October the 5th, but you're saying you're going to be here September the 5th, huh? Well, anyway, look, at let's go to break.
Home sales are down 31% across America, and mortgage rates are on the rise. If your home is not selling, you need to call our experts right now at the Quick Cash Hotline. We have investors ready to pay you cash for your property, regardless of the condition it's in. Most of our closings can happen in about 7 days. You don't have to worry about a buyer getting approved. You don't have to worry about showing your home. One simple call right now. Just pick up the phone and call us. I'll give you the number in a second. We will negotiate with you a price to buy your home. It's that simple. If you're ready to sell your home right now, any home, any condition, and you don't want to put money into it, no problem. We'll buy it from you. Call right now. It's a free call.
800-217-6459. 800-217-6459. 800-217-6459. That's 800-217-6459.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Fred Dreyer here for the product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. You know, most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please, don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Are you experiencing fatigue and brain fog? So many people complain that in the afternoon, their energy seems to disappear and the brain becomes foggy. Balance 7 neutralizes the acids in your body. This aids your digestion. The energy from food is more effective, and afternoon brain fog fades away. Balance 7 is the answer. Go to balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, balance7.com.
Welcome back. We're talking about this powerful new film, Mother Teresa and Me, that's going to be released nationwide on October the 5th this year. It is a Fathom event, so you need to check it out, Mother Teresa and Me. It has already been acclaimed internationally, received the Best Film Award at the International Film Festival in Rome. And I'll tell you, it promises to inspire audiences across the country. And with us right now, we have one of the stars, actress and co-producer of the movie, Jacqueline Frigia-Cornaz. And Jacqueline, right at break, we were talking about, you know, the preparation, I mean, that you had to go through, you know, as all actresses and actors do in character development. You have to, you know, firm up in your own mind Mother Teresa and how you're going to portray her, right? Can you explain to our audience what you went through in order to come to this into this personal connection with Mother Teresa?
Yeah, of course, with pleasure. Of course, I had a lot of respect. It's one of the highest levels to express a very well-known personality. But I also loved that journey, and I really took my time to prepare. I worked with the sisters in Calcutta to really mm-hmm. get to know their vision, their dedication, their energy. And I worked there in the children's home for abandoned and multiple handicapped children. I also went to a monastery in Switzerland, in the center of Switzerland, where I live, because as a Protestant, it was very important to me to get to know more about or to learn more about the relationship between a nun and Jesus Christ in the suffering at the cross. Mm. And I visited the family in Skopje. Skopje is Mother Teresa's hometown. It was Albanian at her time. She left mm-hmm. with 18, and today it's North Macedonia. And it was very touching to me that with her mother's side, actually, they were all jewelers at the time, and still today, mm-hmm. One of the cousins of Mother Teresa is working as a jeweler. And he mm-hmm. gave me this silver cross, which I wore on the sari during the shootings. Mm-hmm. So I always had the family with me, which was very inspiring and very nice.
Exactly.
And I, of course, learned some Albanian accent in the English language. I learned some Bengali to really get into the voice, and as a method actress, I also, you know, learned to get into her energies, into her physical conditions, and that was wonderful, but it was also a big challenge because we were shooting during the pandemic. So we were forced to have sometimes, you know, 8 month break.
So wow! How do you do that? You lose some sense of momentum, I would think, because here you are, you're in character, things are rolling along, and an 8 month break in between. How does? Wow, that's incredible.
Well, you know, it already took us 10 years to raise the money through donations and foundation money. So it was really going into the character to try to, you know, fight for this vision, to really believe in this vision and to go with it with a certain persistence. And that also helped to really stay in the character, but it was also, of course, sometimes very dark and very deep, because Mother Teresa, as I said, sometimes felt very much abandoned from God, and she felt very lonely because she couldn't talk to a lot of people. She had to be the role model within her sisters. So that was really a challenge for me as an actress, but also how to really feel those emotions, you know, and to be authentic in the moment.
Exactly. I was going to ask you about that. We're talking with Jacqueline Fritchie-Cornash, co-producer and actress. She plays the role of Mother Teresa in the movie Mother Teresa and Me, which is going to be coming out in October, a Fathom event, so you can check it out, get your tickets. This is just a wonderful movie. And the way they present Mother Teresa's life and the way Jacqueline portrays her, and you talk about that dark night of the soul, you know, we're beginning to understand more and more, because some of these, you know, part of her journal that she wrote about was this moment of loneliness that she had experienced. And, you know, it's almost like you can't help but feel, it was almost a Job-like experience, I thought, you know, where you have people that have their idea of what Mother Teresa had gone through, and I'm just going, I don't want to go there. You know, I don't want to have God, you know, coming down on me and going, how dare you? You know, you don't understand. And because even Mother Teresa didn't quite understand. But thank God, I know she does now, because of where she is and who she's with, that she has a total understanding of what the dark night of the soul was about for her and what God purposed for that experience, and that depth of understanding that that even in spite of that, Jacqueline, she held to her mission.
Incredible. Really, I was so touched and so sad when I read these letters, which were published in 2007. Mm-hmm. And it's just, she was really desperate, and she didn't know how to help herself, so she did another vow to just stay in her vocation until the end of her life. So mm-hmm. she did a third vow just to, you know, keep herself from giving up. Mm-hmm. And I think amazing, and she must have had an incredible suffering, and still she stayed with that, and she invited, you know, 5,000 sisters around the world to be a part of her congregation, and that's amazing. I mean, she was an entrepreneur without any
exactly
you know, course, without internet, without a back office. She could inspire people just through her own compassion and through her own living in love in action. And I think that's really amazing.
To be a walking example of God's love to the degree that she was, you know, caring for the less than, the rejected, you know, there in Calcutta and being an example that, you know, the other nuns of her order. I mean, this is the other thing people forget. They didn't realize, and you talk about her entrepreneurship. I mean, she started a whole order. I mean, at the time was quite revolutionary. I mean, this was something that, you know, maybe men were supposed to do, but not some little woman, right?
Yeah, well, it took her 2 years to get the agreement from the Vatican to really start that work in the slums. But she did. And, you know, in the beginning when I started my researches, I had the opportunity to talk to a lot of people around the world who really knew her personally. And I always had this image, and I guess a lot of people have this image of this Miss Mother Teresa, the saint, always smiling, always seen in such a, you know, a kind of a loving energy. I think that, you know, she needed so much strength to stay with that vocation. Sometimes she was also very determined. Is that the right word in English?
Yes, determined. Yes, you're right.
Determined, thank you. Mm-hmm. And sometimes not. You know, she didn't have the strength anymore to be patient with the sisters, or she yelled at someone. But I think that's also that what we wanted to express, that we wanted to show that, because it makes her so human. And I think if you can show Mother Teresa as a human being, as the woman behind the saint, it can create so much impact also, and so much inspiration for people like you and me. We all know those moments where we
exactly. Well, her leadership was so extraordinary, Jacqueline. Because yes, she, you know, and you depict this in the film. Excellent, in an excellent way, that yes, she was human and she got upset, but she didn't tell the other nun to go clean the floor. She got down on her knees and started cleaning the floor herself, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that says something dramatic. I'll tell you, we only got about a minute and a half left here, and here you are starring as Mother Teresa, and all the background research that you had to do as an actor to play the role. I got to imagine, you know, in depicting such a spiritual figure like this, this can't help but have an effect on you spiritually. Tell us about that. We got about a minute left. Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, of course, I learned that we all are able to do so much more than we believe. We are creating strengths and forces which we don't know. And it's worth to stay with all these visions and to make a change for the good. And I really hope that the film will inspire a lot of people to create their own visions and dreams, and to make them come true. And with our film, actually, each of the tickets which is sold, you know, the money, the revenue goes to support poor children in their education and health care. And I think that's the way we can really make a change. Mm-hmm. So on the spiritual way, but also on the financial.
Jacqueline Frisch-Cornaz, we got to leave it there.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.